Hey parents, trusty narrator here, and I'm super excited to tell you about a brand new podcast from the creators of Who Smarted, called Mysteries About True Histories. It's full of adventure, riddles, jokes. We even snuck some secret math into each episode, including the title of the show. If your kid likes to laugh and learn, then they're going to love Mysteries About True Histories. Out now wherever you listen to podcasts. Hey parents, are you looking for ways to take care of your own mental health while caring for those around you? If so, check out How to Be a Better Human. Each week on How to Be a Better Human, comedian Chris Duffy sits down with an expert to talk about the realistic and often unexpected ways that you can improve your life. This show has everything from an episode with Dr. Becky about how to repair relationships when you've made a mistake, to how to set boundaries both with your kids and your parents, and even a deep dive on why it's okay for your house to be messy sometimes if you're feeling overwhelmed. And more great episodes come out every Monday. Find out how to be a better human wherever you get your podcasts. Psst. Hey, Smarty Pants, trusty narrator here. I'm in a forest, as the sound effects would have you believe. Oh, there's even a babbling brook.
And then she said, a salad? I made the salad last time. You make the salad. So I said, fine, I'll make the salad. You make the dessert. And she said, I don't know how to make dessert. I better make the salad. So I said,
Oh, actually, that's my friend Brooke babbling on her phone. Here's a babbling brook. Now, you might be wondering why I'm wandering around in the middle of a forest. Well, I'm hunting for mushrooms.
You mean we're hunting for mushrooms?
Of course. Smarty Pants, when my friend Brooke isn't talking on her mobile phone, she's a mycologist.
They're not gonna know what that means.
Right. A mycologist, Smarty Pants, is an expert on mushrooms. So why exactly are we hunting for mushrooms?
Because they're awesome and fascinating and delicious and healthy. You've got button mushrooms, cremini mushrooms, portobellos, shiitakes, chanterelles, and many more. But hey, don't just take my word for it. 1.4 billion people around the planet eat 6 pounds of mushrooms every year.
Wow. Of course, not all mushrooms are good to eat.
Oh, no. There are over 10,000 different kinds of mushrooms in the world, and some are so poisonous, they can make you sick or even kill you.
Right, so you never, ever, ever, ever want to eat mushrooms you find outdoors unless you're with a mycologist like Brooke.
Sorry, more salad drama. Don't eat anything until I get back.
Smarty Pants, what percentage of mushrooms do you think are dangerous? Is it A, 1 in every 100, B, 1 in every 20, or C, 1 in every 5? The answer is 1 in every 5.
Okay, I'm back. What'd I miss?
Oh, I was just saying that...
Did you tell them 1 out of every 5 or 20% of all mushrooms are dangerous to eat?
Oh, in fact, I just...
And that there's another 20% you can eat, but aren't very tasty. Overall, only about 4% of all mushrooms are both edible and tasty. That's what makes mushroom hunting such a challenge.
Of course, some smarty pants might be thinking, all mushrooms taste yucky.
Ew.
But have you really given them a fair shot? But hey, before we can even think about eating them, we need to find them first. And we do that by answering more basic questions like, what exactly are mushrooms? How and where do they grow? And what are some of the creepiest and craziest ones? It's time for another whiff of science on
Who Smarted? Who Smarted? Who's smart? Is it you? Is it me? Is it science or history? Listen up! Everyone, we make smarting lots of fun on Who's Smarted?
Smarty Pants, did you know that ancient Egyptians thought mushrooms were a gift from their god Osiris? They believed eating mushrooms gave you immortality or the power to live forever.
Whoa.
Because of that, only Egyptian royalty were allowed to have them. Commoners weren't even allowed to touch them.
Hey, mushrooms might be good, but they're not that good.
Speaking of what they are or aren't, Smarty Pants, what exactly are mushrooms? Are they a plant or an animal? I bet you said a plant, right? But surprisingly, you'd be wrong. And for those of you who said an animal, well, sorry, that's wrong too. Brooke, what is a mushroom?
A mushroom is a fungus, which is its own thing entirely.
Did you say fungus? Like jock itch, athlete's foot, and ringworms?
No. A fungal infection on your body is very different than a fungus or fungi growing in nature. However, fungi actually do have more similarities with humans than with plants. For example, they get their food from organic matter, like, say, dead leaves on the ground, not from sunlight and photosynthesis. And fungi breathe oxygen like people, unlike plants that breathe carbon dioxide, which is what humans breathe out. Speaking of people, how would you like to see some mushrooms that are bigger than people?
Oh, I don't think there's any mushrooms as big or bigger than people, Brooke.
Oh, yeah? You still have that time travel app?
Of course. I don't go smarting without it.
Well, set it to go back about 400 million years.
You're the mushroom hunter. Here goes. Whoa, what are those huge things?
You mean the dinosaurs?
No, those giant things behind the dinosaurs. Are those trees?
No, those towering stalks that are about 25 feet high with 3 foot wide trunks? Those are giant mushrooms. At least most scientists think they're some sort of fungus from looking at their fossils.
Wow, I'm glad mushrooms didn't stay that big. I wouldn't have any pots big enough to cook them.
Well, I've got a surprise for you, trusty. Today's mushrooms are even bigger.
What?
Teleport us back to these coordinates in the present day.
Hey, what happened? It's really dark. I thought you were taking us back to the forest.
I did, only now we're underground. Once your eyes adjust to the darkness, take a look around.
Whoa, what are all those strands of white stuff stretching all over? They look kind of like a giant spider web, and they go on even further than I can see.
And those white fibers are part of the fungus called mycelium. That's the underground part of a mushroom you don't usually see. And it's humongous.
Ah, I see. Hey, Smarty Pants, what do you think's bigger? A blue whale? Or a fungus like this one? Yeah, yeah. Obviously, I'm gonna say the fungus. But the shocker is, it's not even close. In fact, the largest living thing on the planet is a honey mushroom fungus that spreads for almost 3.5 miles underground in the Malheur National Forest in Oregon.
Whoa.
And if that's not impressive enough, it's also over 2,000 years old. So you see, Smarty Pants, the mushrooms you see growing out of the ground are just a tiny part of the humongous living organism below the surface.
Kind of like the tip of an iceberg.
That's a good way to put it.
Okay, so now that we know a little more about what mushrooms are, where do they grow?
Well, the first thing any good mycologist or mushroom studier slash hunter learns is that mushrooms aren't picky when it comes to places to grow. They don't need any sunlight, and they don't care if the thing they're growing out of is dead or alive. So you can find them practically anywhere.
Interesting. But how do mushrooms spread around? They don't have seeds like plants.
You're right. Want to ask the Smarty Pants if they know what mushrooms have instead of seeds?
Sure. Smarty Pants, is it eggs? Pollen? Or spores? The answer is spores.
The main ways mushrooms distribute their spores is letting the wind carry them away to other places.
I see one problem with that, Brooke. It's not too breezy down on the ground of a dense forest like this one.
Excellent observation, trustee. That's why mushrooms make their own wind.
What? Mushrooms make wind? I thought only people make wind.
Yeah, not that kind of wind. What happens is a mushroom ejects its spores from underneath that big round cap on its top. But instead of falling to the ground, the spores get caught in the tiny wind currents caused by the mushroom cooling the air around it. Those currents lift the spores as high as 4 inches in the air, where they hitch a ride on natural breezes.
Yahoo!
Eventually, they land somewhere and grow a new mushroom fungus. Another way mushroom spores get spread around is by animals.
Animals? Smarty pants, how do animals spread mushroom spores? Do they get them caught on their fur? Accidentally carry them to other places? Eat them and later poop them out somewhere else? Or give them out as gifts when they visit animal friends?
Believe it or not, two of those answers are right. They carry them on their fur and poop them out.
That's pretty awesome and gross.
But the cool mushroom facts don't stop there. How would you like to see a true mushroom miracle?
Oh, I would. And Smarty Pants, you'll hear all about it right after this quick break. Hi, Trusty here with a special message for all the parents and guardians listening. I know how important it is for your child to excel in every way possible, especially when it comes to education. Well, thanks to my friends at IXL, you don't have to go it alone. IXL is a personalized learning platform that's transforming the way children master everything from math to social studies. IXL's interactive courses and immediate feedback ensure learning is super engaging and accessible for every student, pre-K through 12th grade. Imagine that, a tool that grows with your child, offering personalized recommendations based on their progress. And we know it works because we've used it ourselves. Adam Tex Davis, co-creator of Who Smarted, used IXL to help his daughter stay on top of her schoolwork and excel in her classes. Backed by research, students who use the IXL program are more likely to get higher test scores because IXL functions like a tutor. And whether your child needs help with homework, classwork, test prep, or is looking for a challenge, IXL has you covered, and all of that at an affordable rate. A one-month subscription to IXL costs less than what most tutors charge for an hour. And one subscription is good for every child in your household. Join the millions of parents who trust IXL and make an impact on your child's learning today. Oh, and Who Smarted listeners get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when you sign up now at IXL.com/smarted. Visit IXL.com/smarted to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. IXL Learning. Inspire. Excel. Learn more at IXL.com. Hey there, smarty moms, dads, adults, and anyone who loves great food but doesn't always have the time or energy to grocery shop, prep, and cook a big meal. Well, take it from me, the trusty narrator. I found the perfect solution to having delicious, home-cooked meals without all the time and hassle. It's called Factor Meals. With Factor Meals, you can forget about all the shopping, chopping, or even washing dishes. That's because Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals arrive at your door, ready to heat and eat in just 2 minutes. That's right, with Factor, you and your family are always just 2 minutes away from chowing down on chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, delicious gourmet meals. From calorie smart to protein plus to vegetarian to keto options, Factor has 6 menus guaranteed to meet your wellness goals. And with over 35 meal choices and 60 add-ons weekly, your taste buds will never get bored. I personally started ordering Factor meals last month for those busy days when I want a tasty lunch or dinner that fills me up and crushes my nutrition goals, but I only have 5 minutes to cook it. And Factor 100% delivers on time every time. So head on over to factormeals.com/smarted50 and use code smarted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code SMARTED50 at factormeals.com/SMARTED50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Now back to Who Smarted? Okay, Smarty Pants. Over the break, Brooke, my mushroom hunter friend, brought me to a dark cave to see... actually not much. It's pitch black in here. Wait a second. Are those mushrooms glowing in the dark?
Oh, they sure are. It's a phenomenon called bioluminescence. And it's not unlike how a firefly lights itself up. About 80 species of mushrooms have it. Some mushrooms glow so brightly, people use them as flashlights in the woods.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
It's also another way for mushrooms to spread their spores.
Really? How? Smarty Pants, any ideas?
Insects, like moths, are naturally attracted to light. And when an insect lands on a mushroom, there's a good chance it'll take some spores with it as it leaves.
Ah, did you think of that, Smarty Pants? Sounds like mushrooms are pretty smart too.
They are. And one type of mushroom is truly an evil genius.
An evil genius? Really? It's a mushroom.
Yeah, but it's not just any mushroom. It's called Ophiocordyceps unilateralis.
Ooh. Yikes, that sounds like a Harry Potter spell. So how is it an evil genius?
Well, when that mushroom is eaten by an insect, it takes over the bug's brain and makes it fly up towards the top of the forest, where it's more likely to be eaten by a bird and later pooped out in a brand new neighborhood.
Oh, I gotta say, that's pretty evil. And genius. And creepy.
Oh, there's even creepier. The shaggy ink cap mushroom is known to practice autodigestion.
Autodigestion? I don't suppose that means eating in a car.
No. The moment you pick up a shaggy ink cap, it sets off its autodigestive process. If you don't eat it within 24 hours, forget it. It will have already devoured itself.
Yep, self-cannibal mushroom might be creepier.
But I've saved the scariest for last. Take a gander inside that log, trusty.
Okay. I see some regular-looking white mushrooms. No big deal.
They might look like normal white mushrooms, but those are the deadliest, most poisonous mushrooms on Earth. The death cap mushroom. Eating just half of one is enough to kill a human. But you won't feel anything until 12 hours after you eat it. By that time, it's too late.
Yowza, that's one terrifying toadstool.
Yeah, here's a weird one that you can eat. It's called chicken of the woods because it tastes just like fried chicken. It's a perfect snack for vegetarians.
Mmm, not bad. Pretty chickeny. Anyway, this was great, but I should probably head back now.
Not me. I'm on the hunt for the Yartsu Gunbu mushroom. It's super rare and grows inside a caterpillar.
Okay, is it super delicious or something?
No, but it's become a status symbol in the country of Nepal. It sells for $50,000 a pound.
Wow. Yeah, sure, we can look around for that one. Oh, but first, I could use some more of those fried chicken mushrooms. A double dose of shoutouts to Adeline and Grant, two Smarty fans somewhere in Ohio. We're so happy you love listening to Who Smarted and enjoy the cool facts and funny characters. Thanks for smarting with us. This episode, Mushrooms, was written by Steve Morell Melcher and voiced by Jenna Portobello Hoban and Jerry Kolber. Technical direction and sound design by Josh King Oyster Han. Who Smarted is recorded and mixed at the Relic Room Studios. Our associate producer is Max Cremini Kamaski. The theme song is by Brian Shitake Suarez, with lyrics written and performed by Adam Tex Davis. Who Smarted was created and produced by Adam Tex Davis and Jerry Kolber. This has been an Atomic Entertainment production. Hey there, it's Trusty, and you know I love sitting at home listening to good podcasts as much as I love going on adventures. And do I have a great one to recommend to all you smarty pants and smarty parents from the award-winning Go Kids Go team. It's called Snoop and Sniffy. What happens when Snoop, an experienced dog detective from London, gets sent to small-town Pflugerville to train clueless puppy Sniffy as an undercover agent? Mystery, adventure, and chaos. Seriously, the town of Pflugerville isn't Dolesville like Snoop expected, and he quickly realizes that he can't handle all the action without Sniffy by his side. Even when they're able to turn a blind eye to the alien superheroes and villains battling it out for control of Pflugerville, Snoop and Sniffy have their paws full solving wild and wacky mystery cases on Bark Street. Do you love to laugh? Do you love animals? Do you have the brightest mind since Sherlock Holmes? Then tag along. There are already 8 seasons of hilarious canine crimes to solve. Search for Snoop and Sniffy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.